Ministry of Education and Culture, Higher and Tertiary Education, Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2012, Listening Skills. Instructions. You are going to listen to three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For each recording, there will be 1 minute for you to look through the questions and 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise A. First listening. You will hear part of a radio program about a shelter for orphan orangutans. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Luna is not a gibbon, but a baby orangutan. In fact, Luna is an orphan orangutan who lives in this big cage with 5 other orphans at the Sintang Orangutan Center in Indonesia. Every day begins with morning milk, which all enjoy very much. Then a proper breakfast of fruits and vegetables is served. Since Luna is the smallest of the bunch, she tends to be bullied by the others, so she often gets to eat her breakfast alone, where she can enjoy her food in peace. Then it's time for forest school, which all the orangutans are always very eager to go to. It's always nice to go to the forest, away from the hustle-bustle of the refuge. Luna usually likes to spend time being cuddled, while the bigger ones explore and play. Once she has had her share of hugs, Luna also likes to do a little of her own experimenting. There's always a point in the day when Luna seems sad. It's impossible to know what she may be thinking of, but it's easy to guess. Luna is still a baby who needs the comfort of someone close to her. The thing she hates most is being left alone. The second thing she really doesn't like are cameras.
You have 1 minute to answer the questions. Second listening.
Luna is not a gibbon, but a baby orangutan. In fact, Luna is an orphan orangutan who lives in this big cage with 5 other orphans at the Sintang Orangutan Center in Indonesia. Every day begins with morning milk, which all enjoy very much. Then a proper breakfast of fruits and vegetables is served. Since Luna is the smallest of the bunch, she tends to be bullied by the others, so she often gets to eat her breakfast alone, where she can enjoy her food in peace. Then it's time for forest school, which all the orangutans are always very eager to go to. It's always nice to go to the forest, away from the hustle-bustle of the refuge. Luna usually likes to spend time being cuddled, while the bigger ones explore and play. Once she has had her share of hugs, Luna also likes to do a little of her own experimenting. There's always a point in the day when Luna seems sad. It's impossible to know what she may be thinking of, but it's easy to guess. Luna is still a baby who needs the comfort of someone close to her. The thing she hates most is being left alone. The second thing she really doesn't like are cameras.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise B. First listening. You will hear part of a radio program about Amelia Earhart, the first woman to fly across the Atlantic alone. Indicate whether the following statements are true or false. You have 1 minute to read the questions.
Amelia Earhart was born in 1897 in the middle western state of Kansas. She was not a child of her times. Most American girls at the beginning of the 20th century were taught to sit quietly and speak softly. They were not permitted to play ball or climb trees. Those activities were considered fun for boys. They were considered wrong for girls. Amelia and her younger sister Muriel were lucky. Their parents believed all children needed physical activity to grow healthy and strong. So Amelia and Muriel were very active girls.
One of the world's first female pilots, Nita Snook, taught Amelia to fly. It did not take long for Amelia to make her first flight by herself. She received her official pilot's license in 1920. Then she wanted a plane of her own. She earned most of the money to buy it by working for a telephone company. Her first plane had two sets of wings, a biplane. On June 17, 1928, the plane left the eastern province of Newfoundland, Canada. The pilot and engine expert were men. The passenger was Amelia Earhart. The plane landed in Wales 20 hours and 40 minutes later. For the first time, a woman had crossed the Atlantic Ocean by air.
In the last years of the 1920s, hundreds of record flights were made. A few were made by women, but no woman had flown across the Atlantic Ocean. A wealthy American woman, Amy Guest, bought a plane to do this. However, her family opposed the idea. So she looked for another woman to take her place. Friends proposed Amelia Earhart.
On May 20th, 1932, Amelia took off from Newfoundland. She headed east in a small red and gold plane. Amelia had problems with ice on the wings, fog from the ocean, and instruments that failed. At one point, her plane dropped suddenly 900 meters. She regained control, and after 15 hours, she landed in Ireland. She had become the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean alone.
You have 1 minute to answer the questions. Second listening.
Amelia Earhart was born in 1897 in the middle western state of Kansas. She was not a child of her times. Most American girls at the beginning of the 20th century were taught to sit quietly and speak softly. They were not permitted to play ball or climb trees. Those activities were considered fun for boys. They were considered wrong for girls. Amelia and her younger sister Muriel were lucky. Their parents believed all children needed physical activity to grow healthy and strong. So Amelia and Muriel were very active girls.
One of the world's first female pilots, Nita Snook, taught Amelia to fly. It did not take long for Amelia to make her first flight by herself. She received her official pilot's license in 1920. Then she wanted a plane of her own. She earned most of the money to buy it by working for a telephone company. Her first plane had two sets of wings, a biplane. On June 17, 1928, the plane left the eastern province of Newfoundland, Canada. The pilot and engine expert were men. The passenger was Amelia Earhart. The plane landed in Wales 20 hours and 40 minutes later. For the first time, a woman had crossed the Atlantic Ocean by air.
In the last years of the 1920s, hundreds of record flights were made. A few were made by women, but no woman had flown across the Atlantic Ocean. A wealthy American woman, Amy Guest, bought a plane to do this. However, her family opposed the idea, so she looked for another woman to take her place. Friends proposed Amelia Earhart.
On May 20th, 1932, Amelia took off from Newfoundland. She headed east in a small red and gold plane. Amelia had problems with ice on the wings, fog from the ocean, and instruments that failed. At one point, her plane dropped suddenly 900 meters. She regained control, and after 15 hours, she landed in Ireland. She had become the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean alone.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise C. First listening. You will hear a woman talking about a guide dog school for the blind. Listen and fill in the blanks. Use only one word for each blank. You have 1 minute to read the text.
The Seeing Eye was founded by two innovative Americans, Dorothy Harrison Eustace and Morris Frank. In the 1920s, Mrs. Eustace was living in Switzerland, breeding and training German shepherds for police work. It was during this time that she saw something astonishing in Germany. Dogs were being trained to become new eyes for veterans who had lost their sight in the First World War. Mrs. Eustace was so impressed by the skill of these dogs and by the confidence of their blind owners that she wrote an article about her experience. It was published in the Saturday Evening Post under the title, The Seeing Eye. Millions read the article, but the story could have ended right there if not for Morris Frank, a college student and insurance salesman from Nashville, Tennessee. Blind since the age of 16, Frank wrote to Mrs. Eustace explaining that he would do anything for one of these dogs. She invited him to her home in Switzerland, where he became the first blind American to regain his independence through the help of a dog guide. His success led to a bold idea, an American school that would teach blind people how to achieve the same degree of independence as those with normal sight. The resulting partnership proved to be unstoppable. Mrs. Eustace provided the funding and training, while Mr. Frank handled recruiting and public relations. Within 1 year, they had created a dog guide school they called the Seeing Eye.
You have 1 minute to fill in the blanks. Second listening.
The Seeing Eye was founded by two innovative Americans, Dorothy Harrison Eustace and Morris Frank. In the 1920s, Mrs. Eustace was living in Switzerland, breeding and training German shepherds for police work. It was during this time that she saw something astonishing in Germany. Dogs were being trained to become new eyes for veterans who had lost their sight in the First World War. Mrs. Eustace was so impressed by the skill of these dogs and by the confidence of their blind owners that she wrote an article about her experience. It was published in the Saturday Evening Post under the title, The Seeing Eye. Millions read the article, but the story could have ended right there if not for Morris Frank, a college student and insurance salesman from Nashville, Tennessee. Blind since the age of 16, Frank wrote to Mrs. Eustace explaining that he would do anything for one of these dogs. She invited him to her home in Switzerland, where he became the first blind American to regain his independence through the help of a dog guide. His success led to a bold idea, an American school that would teach blind people how to achieve the same degree of independence as those with normal sight. The resulting partnership proved to be unstoppable. Mrs. Eustace provided the funding and training, while Mr. Frank handled recruiting and public relations. Within 1 year, they had created a dog guide school they called the Seeing Eye.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening examination. Please put your pens down.